This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm in London, Saffron Kitchen. We're about to have a bit of a munch, inshallah. The plan is we're going for Umrah tomorrow. Arriving in Medina, inshallah, we'll be there for about a week and then go to Mecca, inshallah. So usually when we're going, we ask Allah Almighty's forgiveness and we ask Him to accept the journey, make it easy for us. فَيَسِّرْهُ لِي وَتَقَبَّلْهُ مِنِّي And Umrah فَيَسِّرْهَا لِي وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي Make it easy for me and accept it from me. The trip to Umrah has become easier, although it's a bit pricey, it's become easier to actually undertake. So there is an encouragement to say, undertake the trip as often as you can, inshallah. It really will help. So alhamdulillah, that's a good thing. I had a beautiful trip to Kenya. We had 5 major public lectures, starting with the Jum'ah, Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon. It was amazing. And the thing is, we were so busy doing so much of work, my throat, my voice is actually almost gone. So I thank Allah that, you know, when we use things for the sake of Allah, may He accept it from us. I know in the interim, people were sending me some forwarded messages, what this one said about you and that one said about you. I don't know. I don't want to know. The reason is we're very busy doing the work. And inshallah, we'll continue being busy doing the work until the day Allah takes us away. We don't have the time to look into what others are saying about us or not saying about us. They're not in the equation. Allah is in the equation. And we're doing it for Him. We're working for Him. And if people want to know things and they contact us directly in order to try and understand something, alhamdulillah. But if people just talk and swipe, usually it's insincere. Those who swipe out in public, they're not sincere, because that's not the way it should be done. So that's one of those things. But another quick thing is, Umrah, when we go for Umrah, we ask Allah Almighty to facilitate for us the Umrah itself. You know, you're supposed to be booking on an app. It's a little bit more difficult, but it's needed. So if you're going to Medina for the Rawdah, you need to book. You're going for Umrah, you would need to book when it's busy. Some people were asking, are we allowed to deceive the guys and just pitch up in an ihram in order to go into the mataf? Well, you use the word deceive. So if that's the word you're using, then deception is not allowed. But sometimes if you actually go when it's empty or it's not that full at a certain time, say, for example, you've made your Umrah, you've just come out of the other door, you want to come back in from this particular door, you haven't yet changed your cloth, that's fine. That's not a problem. But when you know that there is deception, then avoid that. Avoid that. Because, like I just said, it's not a good thing to do. I remember when I visited some time back and I was in plain clothes and I wanted to go in earlier when they started this rule. And the policeman told me, no, you go back and put on these 2 pieces of cloth and come in. And I said, but I wouldn't be in ihram. He said, look, we've been instructed to just let people who are wearing these 2 pieces of cloth in from the men. The women, all of them can go in. When it's very busy, we look at your app. If we don't look at your app, we know that there will be people going in who are not necessarily making Umrah and they're just in the pieces of cloth. So I was surprised because he was like authority telling me that. So later on, a few visits later, I happened to sit with one of the guys and he was telling me, you know what, it's not so hard and fast. It's mainly to control the crowds and to discourage people who are just coming to do something that's voluntary, that are making everything full and affecting those who are doing something that's a duty, you know. You're doing an nafil umrah, a nafil tawaf, should I say. And there's someone else doing their Umrah. Which one is supposed to be given preference? You can hear my throat. Well, that's what it is. So inshallah, I pray that whatever you do, make sure that you're doing the right thing. May Allah accept it from all of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.